I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, for an update on what's happening at the district as part of our Tuesday superintendent series. Here's the latest with Ishpeming School Superintendent Carrie Meyer.
One of the exciting things that has happened this past weekend is our cross-country team, both girls and boys, won its third consecutive Division II title at the Upper Michigan Cross-Country Finals. We are so excited for our coaches, Mr. and Mrs. Pruitt, and our runners at Ishpeming High School for that victory.
That's a congratulations to them, both the boys and the girls teams pulling that off.
Oh, definitely. They did fantastic. They trained hard this year, and we're very proud of them.
What else do you have happening at the district?
Well, Ishpeming High School Key Club members are planning a Halloween party for our middle school students who are doing well academically and who have good attendance. This is an incentive that our students in the middle school will be spending the afternoon in our gymnasium playing games and competing. Mm-hmm. Our Key Club has over 60 members this year. It is the largest club in our high school, and they are very involved with volunteering and doing community service projects.
It's a good way of kind of rewarding the kids for doing well and showing up and doing well.
Yes, definitely. You know, mm-hmm. We try to do that every quarter for the middle school group as an incentive to do well in school academically and with their attendance.
We're talking with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Schools. Lots of other things happening. What's another thing that you've got on the big list there?
Over at Birchview Elementary, we are hosting a rock and read playgroup every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10:30. This is a time where there will be story time, games, music, dancing, art projects, and even special guest appearances from storybook characters. This is a playgroup that is open to anyone with children of ages 0 to school age.
Oh, okay. So how can they find out more about that, maybe getting involved with that?
They can contact the Birchview Elementary School if they have any questions, but this will be going on every Thursday. They're welcome to just drop by from 9 o'clock a.m. to 10:30 any Thursday to be involved with that program.
You've got parent-teacher conferences on the list. What's the latest with that?
Well, for parents who are listening out there, we have parent-teacher conferences coming up for both Birchview Elementary and the middle high school. Birchview's will be held on November 9th and 10th by appointment, and then the middle school high school will be held on November 16th from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and again from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's obviously the important times for parents to find out how their kids are really doing in the classes.
Yes, you know, we do have Power School where they can check on a regular basis, but this gives them the interaction with the classroom teachers and lets them connect and really hear what's going on in the classroom.
A couple other things that are happening that you want to make sure people know about as well.
Well, a couple announcements. It's the end of the month for Principal Recognition Month, and I want to express my sincere gratitude for the amazing job of our principals in Ishpeming. Vicki Lempinen is our middle high school principal, and her assistant is Tamara Doney. And then over at Birchview Elementary, we have Bernie Anderson. I want to thank them for all they do for the success of our students.
Well, that is some good congratulations. Yes, absolutely. We concur with that because it's not an easy job. I mean, we were kind of talking about this a little bit in the break, but it's tough trying to find that balance of making sure that the educational experience is good for the students when you're faced with budget cuts and all of those problems right now. And this is where this kind of staff comes in, and you want to say thank you.
Absolutely. They do an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. And there's one other announcement or one other message that I know you want to convey this morning before you're off, and that is what?
And absolutely. On the behalf of the Ishpeming District and community, I want to give a great big congratulations and best of luck to the Nagani Miners and the Gwynn Model Towners. Good luck with their first game in the football playoffs this weekend. We are hoping to watch them all the way to Ford Field. Best of luck, Nagani Miners and Gwynn Model Towners.
Well said on that. Carrie Meyer with us in the studios this morning. If people want to find out more about what's going on in the district and maybe they got questions, what's the best way to find out more?
They can definitely check out our website, ishpemingschools.org, and on our Facebook page.
That's the comments of Ishpeming Schools Superintendent Carrie Meyer. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.